We're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, the story about how Krishna slays Solomon. No one gets 32 today. Rakha the Saver Chitaya no Vijaya.
Rakha the Saver Chitaya no Vijaya.
Chimbantya Nasya Sudhi Pardaya Brahma.
Chimbantya Nasya
Labhanta Aniya Vananta Maishwara.
Labhanta Aniya Vananta Maishwara.
Vitova Noha Paramashtra Sattvake.
Vitova Noha Paramashtra Sattvake.
Yatpada Sevo Vitaya Mahityaya.
Yatpada Sevo Vitaya Mahityaya. Thank you.
And you all, I'm sure all your mothers and everything helped make costumes, right? And the Krishna is the best actor. He can play any part, and he doesn't need plastic. Right? He can also just be a baby. He can look just like a baby, right? Or he can look like a boar. He doesn't need a boar costume. All of a sudden he becomes a boar. Or he can become a turtle. Or he can become a fish. Come out of the nose, little teeny tiny thing, and get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, such that they had to put him in the ocean, right? So Krishna, he's the best actor, no costumes necessary. He can play any part perfectly. And he's also perfect in all respects. Even he can know exactly what his voice is going to be like. Yeah. Why is she pointing at that? He knows what every single one of you is thinking at this moment. Pretty important person. And he knows everything. He can beat anybody at anything. So if you think you're good at something, don't challenge Krishna, because he can beat you. And so you can imagine that if Jayashree Radha said, oh, we have a new student in our school. And here she is right here, right here. And I have to tell you a little something about this new student. I really want you to become friends with her. She can teach you anything. She knows everything. She's expert. She never makes a mistake. She's perfect in every respect. And she actually knows all of you in this time. I want you to think of her. It'd be a little hard to become friends with her, play games with her, right? Because you know she's going to wipe you out, right? She knows what you're thinking. It'd be really hard to be friends with her, right? So this is in the same way. Krishna is perfect in every respect. He's God. No question about it. And so it would be difficult to approach him in different ways. To say, oh, dear Krishna, meaning mother, right? Say, oh, almighty Krishna, please be gentle, things like that, or try to be friendly. So Krishna has to stop playing a role. He actually has to stop playing his God role in order to have friends, and to have lovers, and to have mothers and fathers. So this is what Krishna is doing here too. He can pretend. He's pretending now that, oh, my father, oh, the question is, oh, he's really a mom. No, he can pretend. And so he can, in his role, in his other roles, he can be told what to do. Even though Krishna tells everyone what to do, ultimately he tells what's going to happen with mother Yasoda. Says, Krishna, come home. Time to eat. Your father's waiting. Come right now, or you're going to get in trouble. So Krishna has to play that role. But he doesn't want to smell like it. And so he can break the rules, too. He doesn't have to play the role of the rules. He makes rules. He can break them if he wants. What else can he do? He can actually be on the losing team. He doesn't have to win all the time. That's what we want to play them all the time. So he can actually be a loser at different times. Even when he plays games with the gopis, sometimes they say it's chess, but it's actually not chess. It's a dice game. Like in a dice game, if you've ever played Parcheesi before, on the front of the thing it says, the game of India. Yeah, it's a real game of India. So Shakuni and all those, they weren't playing chess, they were actually playing Parcheesi. I had one of six, so I'd get home, right? See, so this is actually the games they were playing. But sometimes Radharani, the gopis and everybody, they would be playing these games and the gopis were winning. Okay? And many times they would have fights with, not fights, but they would have competition of different, using different words in different ways. And they would turn the words around this way and Krishna would laugh. He would turn the words around this way. But Krishna could always He always liked it when the gopis were seeing him. He just made a really, really change. So this is when Krishna can pretend. And sometimes he has makes a lot of surprises. I don't know about you, but have any of you ever been totally surprised at something on a birthday? Have you ever been totally surprised? Yeah? Okay. So sometimes it happens. And it's a lot of fun. You get, I mean, just like, well, really, really tricky. One time I was doing some work at my house and I had a birthday. All people, they don't really like the birthdays and stuff. Okay, so no one celebrated my birthday. It'd been like 3 days. I thought, shoot. And then, so anyway, my neighbor comes over, another nod came over and said, oh, I got this problem. Can I need a couple of pieces of paper? Can I borrow your machine? I said, I don't really want you to use that. I'll come over here. She said, don't worry. So I come over with my school star and walk in the door and boom. It was a surprise party. I never ever surprised a party before I came back. And it was so much fun. It was just like, wow, I really got it. And so this is what Krishna does. Right now, he's going to trick Salva. Because what is he doing? He's making Salva think, I tricked him, I'm late, I don't have to worry about this fish anymore. Who knows how to play volleyball? I'll do it. It's not an easy game because it's a team game. Right? You really got, sometimes you want to hit the ball that you need to hit with somebody else. The people in the back row, they usually throw the ball up to the front row, who are really, really tall people. And they can, what is called a setup. You set it up to the front, and they go, bam, and they smash it down and down. If anyone knows Chaitanya Das, a girl called Chaitanya Das, she used to play volleyball. She was a national champion. She was really tall. They won. The whole world was won. Anyway, so this setup, that's what Krishna is doing. He's setting up Salva to make him think, I've conquered Krishna. But Krishna's just about ready to just smash his head down, right? So Krishna is very, very tricky. And he does all these roles. He can pretend to be all these different things, even though he's God. Because he cares so much for us, he wants a relationship with every single person in this room. He wants to have a loving, reciprocal relationship with each one of you. Just like here. The battle is going on. Because Saul came in when he wasn't there to the Gorgon and started making a big ruckus. So Krishna is caring for his devotees. He's worried about them. So now he's having to do this whole pen and everything just so that he can conquer Shava and save his dear friends. So the Lord is always thinking how he can please us, how he can please the devotees. And so what should we be doing? How can we please Krishna? And so this is the ultimate goal of life. About 3 days ago, I read this little thing on this Facebook, and it said, this boy is amazing. Look at this. He's an 8-year-old boy. And they're asking him questions. Very deep questions about life. And this little boy is just like, oh, he's sharp. I mean, he really philosophically had it down. Really basic, wonderful questions. And then finally they asked him the question, what is the goal of life? And he goes, that is a very, very important, difficult question to ask. And I forget what he said. He didn't get it right. Just fishing. But I'm sure anyone of you 8-year-old boys can tell what the goal of life is. It's to please Krishna. And somehow in this lifetime we have to find something to do to please Krishna because he cares. And we have to show him that we care for him. And above all, we have to be very careful not to think that we can trick Krishna. Now most of the conditioned souls are thinking that I can do whatever I want, and I can get away with it. Because even if God exists, you know, he can't see everything all the time. He doesn't see everything. He doesn't know everything all the time. So I can get away with a lot. They're thinking that they can trick Krishna. Wrong. Right? All those simple activities are definitely no down from there. I can work that. Besides, Krishna said that I am the sun and the moon, and they're all witnesses. And I am a witness in everyone's heart of every single thing that we do. Now, we all do have a little bit of rascalism in us. That's why we're here in the material world, otherwise we wouldn't be here. We have things to do about things and come in with abilities. And we're thinking that, I don't know what a teacher or teacher would go over. I'm not going to tell you why I wrote something, I'm going to hide it. And besides, maybe Krishna's, he's taking a nap. He doesn't look. Maybe he's off duty right now. But the trouble is, because you all are so smart, because you know that Krishna is the supreme super soul, what happens is that in your heart, you begin to feel like, I wish you would. This is the advantage of Krishna consciousness. We know the absolute truth. We know what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But now it's just a matter of practicing. It's figuring out during the day what can I do to please Krishna. Most of the time, we are glad when Krishna is there. Just like at the festival the other day on the streets, we went there and we arrived at Third Street and we didn't know which way to go for the festival. And so we just go, listen, look carefully. And sure enough, we could hear cartels. And wow, how nice. Nearly we thought, oh, Krishna is here, so we could go that direction. And so I know sometimes you'll be in a situation where you're with a lot of non-devotees, and all of a sudden you'll see somebody walk by with a deep bag, and next week you go, oh, they're cool, they're wonderful. So we're glad when Krishna's there, especially when there's problems. And we're thinking, oh, Krishna, please help, please help. But this is what's happening to us. We're actually becoming Krishna conscious. And so much anxiety is gone. But sometimes, something in the bad will happen. Someone might die in our family. You might get a bad grade on a test or something like that. And you think, Krishna, where were you? When I needed you, where were you? Why isn't he there? And so what's happening is that Krishna is there and he's testing you. He's testing you to see if you're thinking of him. Now, why do the teachers give you tests? Huh? Why do they give you tests? No, well, why do you need a grade? Okay, what do you? No, it's not just a matter of going here and there. What is it? They're trying to make sure that you're learning what's going on. If they never tested you, they'll never know if you're actually learning what they're trying to tell you. So in the same way, sometimes Krishna isn't there. He tests you to see if you're actually learning, if you're actually becoming Krishna conscious, that you remember him at every moment. Because if you do remember him at every moment, there will be no anxiety. And surely, you weren't here for the couple slogans before, but the residents of Dwarka were actually getting concerned because Saul's army is starting to destroy everything. But then all of a sudden they look out, what do they see? Nope. Right. They see the flag with who on it? Garuda. And they go, oh, no more problems. Krishna's here. So we have the holy name. And so if there's ever a problem, and we don't know Krishna's there, we say, hey, Krishna is there. Here. So we have so many advantages. And therefore, especially your children should realize how fortunate you are. You're actually born in the Lord's family. Krishna's right here in front of you. You can see him every day through the joy and what is going on in Krishna's life by coming to classes. And the teachers tell you all about Krishna. But some of you, at some point might say, well, you know, my mom and dad, they had to find Krishna, they had to be in Maya, they had to, then they had to really like stretch out to want Krishna. So maybe I should go out in Maya. Maybe I should go and have to go and get suffered to actually find Krishna. Don't do it. Be intelligent. Don't go away. Why go away from Krishna? Here, you're so fortunate. You've got Krishna, that wonderful, you saw him wonderful, the rules of the school teacher. So don't think that you want to go get tricked by Maya to find Krishna. Christians right here. And he'll be very, very happy if you just stay here and devote the rest of your life to serving him. But to have a friend, a relationship with Krishna, even just for you two boys right here, to have a friendship, he might not like to go swimming. Most likely, but let's say, maybe he doesn't like to go swimming. If you don't like basketball at all, we'll get really into basketball, really into football. So, but maybe sometimes, you'll go play basketball, you'll sacrifice playing basketball, because you want to, he likes it, and you want to have good times with him, right? So it requires a little bit of sacrifice to have a friendship with somebody. In the same way, for us to reestablish our relationship with Krishna, sometimes we have to pretend. Just like here, Krishna's have to pretend to save his family members, because they care so much about him, he has to pretend to do this whole little thing to be solved. So in the same way, sometimes we have to pretend to have friendships with Krishna. We have to do some sacrifice. We have to maybe serve out of the Sunday feast. We have to actually find opportunities to do some sacrifice, something that we don't want to do, so that we can begin to please Krishna in all different ways, even ways that we don't particularly please us. But we learn this bhakti, this devotion, how to do things to please Krishna. And so that's what we're practicing. So you might want to think about in the next week, what you can do, what you can sacrifice, many folks have to do, but something that would really please Krishna. Maybe you don't like to sacrifice some of your Saturday morning. Which probably you can help on the ego part. Not that we can, and we have a new cow, she just came yesterday afternoon. Her name is Padma Gandha. That means what? The smell of the lotus. I don't know. But anyway, her tilak's really crooked. I think it's great now. Her tilak would be really nice. She's got a big tilak. But she's a very sweet little lady, and she's pregnant. So she'll have a baby in January. Okay. So everyone be very kind and nice to her. And if you do visit her, please don't give anything but the fruits that we allow. Yesterday, our other cow was over there, found some strange looking cooked food on the ground and went on over to give her stuff. Please don't do that. Apples, bananas, carrots, that's pretty much the rest of the day. But they're getting to know each other over there, so it's kind of fun, just like you were talking about friendship and everything, so it's kind of fun to watch what's going on over there. But she's what's called a Guernsey cow, and her milk is, the man who gave it to her said, her milk is yellow. It has so much cream. So we get to offer that to Krishna tomorrow morning, and he should bring milk right now. So this is a nice opportunity. If I could do some service for her, we'll allow some time for her to do that, to brush them and everything else. There were some other, the big band came, there were some other cows in there. I was trying to convince the world was listening to go on the cow and we're going to ignore that amount. We didn't have the system. But we chanted to them and hopefully that's the mission. But anyway, we did save this cow and she'll be part of our group. Those are some of the things that we can think about, how to do some service, maybe serve out on some feet or come back in and wash some pots. Just something to sacrifice for Krishna and start developing that close relationship with this community. And then one other note that I have, just a couple of minutes on this report. It is describing how the devotees, advanced devotees, actually have these qualities of being very detached. He's pretending here, he's pretending that he's attached and he's upset. But for an advanced devotee, this described the reaction, the happiness, the stress, even cold, it's all the same, right? It doesn't really matter. Those advanced devotees are not subject to all these different plays as a child nature, just describing here that they're totally transcendental. Of course, we're not all on that level by any means. But sometimes, if we are feeling ourselves very attached, sometimes we have to pretend. We have to pretend not to be maybe so detached. And Prabhupada displayed that many times. Sometimes he would, in lectures, he would say, yes, 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 I understand, very nice, very nice. And then he'd get back from the public, and in his quarters he would say, yeah, absolutely this, and this, and that, and it's not like this. And so, sometimes Prabhupada realized for his preaching purposes, one would have to actually, display maybe some emotion and things like that, because many of the outside, non-devotees think of us being transcendental yogis and so austere and anything like that. They think of us as actually not very compassionate and maybe not so human-like and maybe a little harsh and hard-hearted. So we never want to come on like that, although maybe internally we are feeling very detached and very aloof. I care less about what's going on. But sometimes we have to pretend, and we have to display some emotion in order to preach properly and to show that we are caring in different ways. I know when my father died, I had to speak, and I had a poem or something, and expressed that I was missing and things like that. Although can understand, the real meaning behind it. But then I took the opportunity to read some of these sloks. So it's not that we compromise by pretending. We don't compromise our philosophy ever. We actually can use this ability, this sensitivity on how to distribute Krishna consciousness, but at the same time be very sensitive to our audience. Said that, especially within preaching on the outside, that we person should go away thinking that I am just that. Really nice thing. So we have to become more skilled with that. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes Prabhupada, to the shock of the devotees, would be in association with many respectable people and start being very heavy and be able to say you're a rascal or this or that. But he told us, I can do that. So we have to be very intelligent in our preaching because we are representing the absolute truth. And in time we can become master of that. You know, like I said, you know, this is like probably what you're a very intelligent, wonderful man, da 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 da. But now forget all that, right? This is the truth. So there's different ways. And the more you go out and approach the public, the more rich we become, the more she realize we deserve them and not dismiss them. And in this way, we can be very potent creatures that I'm sure about that. And I think we have to pretend for the whole time, and we can do it. But we never have to ask the rest of the team. Okay, are there any questions in mind? Questions?
Thank you.